The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently...
The boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty and our pretty little princess. We know her as Stephanie Joy. We got the whole crew, as a matter of fact. We got Elizabeth out there, and we got Chase, and we got Sam, producers, and those that are behind the scenes making the operation work on a daily basis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends.
Welcome.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, again, Sons of Liberty Radio. Hey, Chase, really quick, about those that would like to get us on their local radio outlets, networks, so on and so forth, the radio stations, how do they do that? Because we're getting requests.
Yes, well, if you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your local AM or FM bands, you get in touch with those, they're called production managers at the local stations. Say, hey, I want to hear the Sons of Liberty locally, and show them our website, show them all the things that were put out there, get in touch with me, and we will make that happen. It's always better coming from the local people, you know what I mean? If you want to hear it in your area, then initiate, and we will follow through.
I like that. I really do like that. Friends, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, fan page, personal page, and going back to Sons of Liberty Radio, don't forget radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We just got back from Arizona and California. As a matter of fact, just a real quick rundown. We got back from California. We did some radio with Jesse Lee Peterson, Joe Messina, Sovereign Minds. We literally saturated the airwaves in Northern and in Southern California on their outlets, and we appreciate those guys just high-fiving them, as did we take a minute to go say hey to Ray Comfort, Living Waters. And then we came back to Arizona Mesa on two different occasions. In between California and Arizona on two different occasions, two different times.
Mm-hmm. And Rusty Humphrey came to
Rusty Humphrey.
He was at the event.
He's got over 2 million radio listeners.
That's pretty awesome that he came.
That's pretty awesome, yeah. And I was honored that he showed up. If you'd like to check that out, that's actually on Facebook, Bradley Dean, the fan page.
And you know, I have to
but
say,
we did two different tea parties out there. And then what we did is we were asked to do the gun show in Phoenix, and we saturated the coastline states there on that radio station. So we again appreciate that as well with Steve Keese.
That's right. And for those of you who are thinking, I want to see what's going on, I want to see all the pictures, I want to be informed, now would be a great time to sign up on our newsletter. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Say, please get me on that email newsletter list. We actually just sent it out this morning. Has all the pictures of the radio interviews, the events, gospel tracking, pink and blowing
people.
You're
not up yet, so you're just going to have to slow your
roll.
I'm
just going to have to say, and I have to say, we are so dedicated that Bradley literally did an interview at a gas station on the five-hour trip California to Arizona. So nothing stops us, not even being on the road, not even sitting at a gas station.
There was nothing hard about that. There was absolutely nothing hard about that because of the weather. And the coolest thing about the trip, now I want to tell you something, friends, literally from the time that we landed in Phoenix to California, just from the seven days that we were there, it was nothing but we got to get over here, we got to get over there, we got to get over there, we got to get the column done. We're on over 40 different outlets across the country on a weekly basis. And then we had to do live radio throughout the week on top of everything we just told you.
Mm-hmm.
But we did take one day off and we took the guys, our kids,
yep,
and we took them horseback riding
on Sunday.
And they thought that was a kick in the pants. Now, I was on a horse too.
They were talking about their horses. They were Hollister and was it Joe?
I was on Joe.
Oh, you were on Joe. Okay. What was your horse's name, Sam?
My horse's name was Fred.
Fred. So you have Fred, Joe, Hollister, and all
and Chase's
these other...
horse was kind of funky looking. It looked old and tired. So I kind of felt bad for him. But his wife seen a positive. Elizabeth seen a positive in it and said, I think it's kind of cool because his color matches your hair.
Oh, nice. A red-headed horse.
Yes, the cup is half filled here. You know, on the positive. But I was on the back of the horse, and I was literally asking, where are the rattlesnakes? He said, you got a really good chance of seeing a rattlesnake here. And I really wanted to see one. He said, you'll see them. They'll be shaking that rattle in their tail before you get to them. But he said, you'll never see them rattle their tail after you pass them. And he said, we have a really good chance to actually see a rattlesnake. And I did want to see one. He said he sees 1 to 3 a day on those trails.
You know what? I do have a picture of you on a horse.
I think we should post it.
We should. I'll give it to you later on today. We can post it.
I don't
it on
want
Sons
people
to
think I'm Johnny Ringo or Wyatt Earp or nothing like that.
Exactly.
It's Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
You don't quite look like a cowboy. I mean, you didn't have like the
boots.
You had like your sunglasses on, your black baseball cap, and
your
long hair.
Well, people will say I look like a Native American from the back because my hair is so long.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that.
Not a hippie.
No.
A Native American.
There's a big difference
and
between a Native American and a hippie.
And how fitting is it that we're in Arizona and we have a Native American, at least that's what I look like from the back, you know, on a horse.
Of course.
But people probably thought this is authentic stuff.
Definitely.
Coming to Arizona
they didn't know
like
they were going
to
come and see that when they're at that nature
totally,
center.
Totally, until I turned around and then they said, man, I thought that was a Native American. Now this guy looks like Elvis from the front.
He's a rocker. He doesn't quite look like the Native American.
Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. 1 John 3:18. It came from the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. And of course, George Washington. Said deeds, not words. And to say all that, to say this, friends, if you'd like us to come to where you're at, we're in Georgia in a week and a half here. We're going to be doing a high school out there. I'm looking forward to that. And because we haven't been in a high school since right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be doing a national with all these national leaders. I'm going to be a part of a panel. I don't know what that's about. Friends, I don't like convening if things do not get done. So I'm going to make sure that we make it worth our time when we get there. We're going to get the job done, right?
I think it's going to be a very fun trip there in Florida.
And then we're going to be doing a church, I understand. So I get to do all three of them. And I mean, this is what we do. This is payday, is to get out there and be with the people. So that's coming up. And friends.
In Georgia. I said Florida. Can you believe?
In Georgia, well, it's
Georgia.
Close enough. I love the smell.
It's down south.
Yeah,
how about
the
that?
Water in Georgia and Florida, it's got a different smell. Have you noticed?
Florida
this?
Does have a different smell.
It
it's
does.
Like it's like that happy feeling. It's like, oh, I'm so glad I'm here. I mean, you know, when I come back home and it's like freezing cold and the weather and the wind rips you around, I don't quite get that same feeling of pleasure, you know, the glass half full. It's more half empty at that point in time.
I know exactly what you're saying, but I wonder if we could get someone from Florida actually to piggyback what you just said in agreement with
I'm
what
sure
you just said.
They probably
because
would.
There's a difference between living in Florida, I understand,
that's
and actually
true.
Visiting Florida. Friends, we're going to come right back, and I'm going to tell you that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, and the pretty princess is going to tell us why right when we get back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about? Have you ever noticed, surely you must have, hypocrites like people just like themselves? They would rather have someone that they like lie to them than have someone that they don't like tell them the truth. I don't want people to listen to this show because we compromise, but rather listen to us because we don't compromise. I don't want to be the one that said, I told you so, with bad results at its end. I want to be the one that said, I stopped it before something bad happened. Prevention is better than cure. Buy the truth and sell it not.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So here we are again, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. As I said right before the break, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is it, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. As we always say, we want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God. Now, it's interesting to note that people will make excuses for anything. I, in fact, was just talking to a man.
That's not true.
Of course it is. I was just talking to a man on the phone today, and I was trying to get him to understand his error and his lack in doing a job that he was supposed to do. And he just did not. He wouldn't come to the table. He wouldn't say, I'm sorry. He wouldn't, you know, try to right the wrong. He wouldn't do anything. He would just snap him back and say, well, that's your opinion. And I've done this for years and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, wait. So a guy that is actually working for you.
Yes.
Is talking
him to do
back
a job.
To you, acting as if he's doing you a favor rather than him actually being grateful that he now has a job to make sure that he can feed his family and the worker's family that actually are contracted to him.
That's exactly
so
right.
So instead and of being thankful, he's kicking up against you,
exactly
acting like
right.
he,
you know, and
he's
I
doing
was,
you something.
Exactly. And yeah. I was nice. I was, you know, I was firm. I wasn't mean. I was trying to get him to understand the situation. But you know what? It wasn't taken, and he wasn't going to take the wrong. Now, I know that in the same way, lots of people give excuses for not obeying God's call or for not doing what the Lord has called them to do or for saying, I just can't do this. So we're going to take a look at a few of excuses that people make to not obey God or to not do what the Lord has called them to do. Now, one of them is, I don't have the money to do this. Well, of course, you're never going to have the money to do this. You have to step out in faith sometimes and know and say, God, I believe you and I trust you that this is what you have called me to do and you will provide. Case in point, I remember we...
Okay, so it takes faith. We walk by faith, not by sight.
That's exactly okay. right. Yep. Case in point, we did a commercial years ago, and we felt like the Lord had called us to put a commercial together on the ministry and getting the word out there, and we did not have the money to do it. We stepped out in faith. We filmed the commercial. We completed the commercial. The commercial was all done, still yet no money, but at the very end, we had a supporter come in and say, hey, I'll pay to get that out there. So we walked by faith in that situation saying, Lord, we know this is what you've called us to do. We didn't just, they heard the analogy of which one is waiting for rain when you talk about farmers, the one who prepares his field.
Yeah. So we didn't presumptuously do that.
Oh, no, not presumptuously, but we are stepping out in faith like we are called to do. And people say, well, some people say, well, I don't have the money to do this, or I'm not ready to do the work required to change, or I'm afraid.
Can I interject something, though?
Yes.
It's interesting how people always have money for what they want, though. Case in point, I just this morning went and did some things around town, and I noticed this girl. She was in the store, and I kind of felt bad for her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, she walks out. She's got these tattered pants on. She just doesn't look like she's doing all that well financially. And like I said, I kind of felt bad for her. And sure enough, on the way out the door, as I'm grabbing some bags of salt to put in a water softener, guess what this girl that I felt sorry for was actually purchasing?
Let me guess. Cigarettes, lottery tickets,
she
beer.
Had it all, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yes, she did. She was actually buying lottery tickets at that particular point.
Exactly.
She had enough money for that. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to anything that really takes, as you're talking about, faith, I just don't have faith for that, and I don't have the money for that. And it, by the way, right. It doesn't serve me. Let's call it for what it is. It doesn't serve me, and I don't have a chance that it's serving me. So therefore, I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, it's not really what I want to do.
Right.
Or people say, well, no, I'm afraid of what I don't know. I mean, what if it doesn't work out? What would people say if I did this?
Let me give you a positive.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I was raised without a dad. My mom worked her fingers to the bone, and whatever we had, even as young boys, me and my brother, we had to work for whatever we've gotten. And I learned that right off the bat. What's interesting is I had a friend that was a welfare kid. He was my best friend growing up. His mom met this business owner, this millionaire. And soon after they met, all of a sudden my friend went from a welfare kid to a millionaire's kid, because they soon thereafter got married. Now, what's interesting about that is I'll never forget this as long as I live. That millionaire, when I was over at their house at one point, my best friend's house, that dad, that millionaire, that company owner, said this to me, and I'll never, ever forget him saying that. He said, no matter how bad the economy is, he said, it's always good for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good for me. So in other words, if you want to make it happen, it will happen. And God is not a man that should lie when we're talking about faith. And where our treasure is, there our heart will also be. Guaranteed, rest assured, promised. I didn't say it, God did. Where your faith is, he promises to deliver as long as it's a part of his plan.
That's exactly right.
Every single time. And he's never failed one time.
And I'm going to turn this to a positive too. Just a couple more excuses people give, and then I'm going to give you a positive. What would people say if I did this? My family needs me to keep doing this. I don't really believe it's going to work out. I mean, this is just me. I can't change.
I'm hiding behind everybody.
Exactly. I mean, why God would use me? I don't know. What can I do? I'm too young. I'm too old. Why not someone else? It's interesting because a lot of men of God and women of God in the Bible felt the same way. If you look at Jonah, he did not want to go and preach God's word. If you look at Moses, he's like, well, Lord, I'm slow of speech. If you look at Gideon,
so did Saul.
You know, all these, I'm
so,
least
so
in
Gideon,
my...
That's right.
I'm leasing my father's house, all these different reasons. Now, before you want to sit aside today.
And by the way, the prophet Samuel, none of his words fell to the ground. He even had a problem figuring out who God's anointed was concerning David.
That's right. Yeah. So if you say, well, Lord, I'm just so hopeless. And listen, God does not call you because you are equipped. He equips those that he calls.
Well, look at the 12 disciples. The apostles were all a bunch of stinky fishermen,
right,
tax collectors, and the such.
Exactly. And when you look at that and you say, well, listen, how could God use me? Listen, the Lord is using you for your availability, not your ability. He chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. So if you're sitting there at a crossroads in your life right now and you're saying, well, I kind of feel like the Lord's leading me to do this, but I'm afraid. I don't know how it's going to work out. Listen, if he's calling you to do, he's going to provide for it and take that step of faith, and the Lord will back you up. Now, for any of you...
Where the Lord guides,
he
provides.
That's right. And you know what? And these are the people. When you want to say it, well, listen, I can't do that. Look at the men and women in the Bible. These were their excuses too. And after reading this list, I want you to see if you have any more excuses yourself. Moses stuttered. David's armor didn't fit. Jacob was a liar. Solomon was too rich. Abraham was
too old.
Before
he was converted, he was a liar.
Before he was converted,
yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Abraham was too old. David was too young.
Sarah laughed. Abraham's wife
Sarah
laughed.
Yep. Lazarus was dead. Peter was afraid of
Jesus
death.
Blew him right out of the grave, and he's fixing to blow your grandmas out of the grave too, friends. Praise God.
That's right. Naomi yep. was a widow. Paul was a murderer. So was Moses. But Jonah ran from God. Martha was a worrywart. Mary was lazy. Samson had long hair. You know.
Oh. Hold the roll. Slow your roll. So what if Samson had long
That's
hair?
True.
That was the custom of the Nazarenes.
That's absolutely
Jesus
true.
Had long hair.
That's right. And you know what? Moses had, when you go through all those different things, Elijah was burnt out. Jeremiah was so depressed that he was suicidal. Gideon doubted. Thomas doubted. Gideon said, I am least in my father's house. But you know what the Lord did? The Lord used these men and women of God to fulfill his purpose and yeah. his call, because he did it through them. You
That's
know,
right.
I go back to Hudson Taylor. I said, all God's giants have been weak men, but they knew that God would basically show up strong on their behalf, yep. and they trusted in him to do it. Yeah. So before you look in the mirror and want to give God excuses.
Can I ask you a question, though,
yes.
to this? Can you show me in Scripture from Genesis all the way to Revelations, can you show me one place in Scripture? Listen to me carefully, friends. This is encouraging. Can you show me one place in Scripture where God ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God?
No.
Nowhere.
They've always had...
Okay, wait. Why don't we talk about that from
exactly.
the pulpit?
Exactly, right. And then we look at all these men and women of God in the Bible, and yeah, they had difficult roads, but God always showed up strong in their behalf. The Lord never promised life would be easy.
No.
You know, you've heard
he said the opposite.
God loves you, has a wonderful plan for life. Yeah, if you want to look at Paul and see how wonderful that plan was, or John the Baptist, how wonderful
Second
that plan,
Corinthians 11.
You can say, well, listen, it wasn't so maybe wonderful to the flesh, but God always wrought his will through these men and women of God, and they changed the world.
They turned it
because,
right side up.
That's right, because they were obedient to the call of God. So let that be encouragement and a word in due season for those of you saying, I'm on the teeter-totter. Listen, step out in faith and know that the stairwell is right below you and God will provide.
Okay, so wait a second. So the world would have looked at these men and women of God as losers.
That's right.
But God was looking at them as giants in the faith.
That's right.
Hebrews 11. Can you tell me that little, I want to hear that little list again.
Okay,
that little list of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
I've been kind of skipping over a few, but I'll kind of give you a good sum of it. Moses stuttered.
Yes.
David's armor didn't fit.
That's right.
Okay.
He didn't stand back and allow Goliath to defy the armies of the living God, did he? Well, Saul and the rest of the older folks were sitting there and allowing it.
That's right.
Okay.
Jacob was a liar before he was converted. Solomon was too rich. Abraham was too old. Sarah was too old. David was too young. Lazarus was dead. You know, Naomi was a widow. Jonah ran from God.
How'd that work out, Jonah?
Gideon was
he went
least,
swimming, didn't
that's
he?
Right. Gideon yeah. was least in his father's house. Thomas, he doubted. Jeremiah was depressed and suicidal. Elijah was burnt out. John the Baptist spoke what he spoke, was a loudmouth, it says. Martha was a worrywart. Mary was lazy. Noah did many things himself, but you know what? God used every single one of these men and women because they trusted in him and not in their own selves.
And it was Jesus that said to them, men and women, that greater works will you do than I did because I go into my Father. And the Lord will confirm his word, signs and following. To he who has ears to hear, let him hear. We're going to come right back and talk about the fear that incapacitates.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
At any time, friends, you can give us a call. Stay course, please. Stay the course. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, one of the things that, going back to what we were doing in Arizona and in California, I noticed that there was a fear amongst some, not many, as a matter of fact, just a couple of them. And it was the first time I've seen this in a tea party in America. But what was interesting is I noticed that there was a fear that was incapacitating this woman. And I want to tell you again, keeping it on a positive, friends, that we have it in our power to begin the world all over again. I'll say it again. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. Now, last week, my wife, my young children, and I were touring across Arizona and in California, reaching out to, of course, our citizenry through tea parties, television, radio, gun shows, and so on and so forth. And what we were doing was our best to wake up the American people to the fact that we can win the day if we simply take opportunities to prove our God in these dire and turbulent times. And I love that. But the first thing we needed to do is get over, well, some people, over the obstacle of fear in which they had in their minds. And during our first tea party speaking event, I overheard a woman complaining about a man that was walking around taking pictures of the crowd. And right then and there, I realized that she was talking about my assistant, as a matter of fact, the producer of the radio show, Chase, because he was out there gathering photos for our newsletters that reach hundreds of thousands across the nation on a weekly basis. And as I walked over to this woman, I could see that she was completely paralyzed. And as I said at the offset of the show, and incapacitated through fear. I said to her that the person that she was complaining about was my assistant and that there was nothing to fear. She fired back and said, "You have no idea what the government is doing. Listen, friends, I'm doing the tea party. I'm doing the presentation of the biggest tea party in America. And she has the gall, the audacity to come up to me and say, you have no idea what the government is doing.
It's like the guy in basic training telling the war veteran, you just don't know what it's like out there.
So what she didn't want is she didn't want her face to be seen across the country in our newsletter is what it came down to. And I said to her, looking at my wife and my young children, that she didn't have to worry about that. And as my blood began to boil, I thought within myself, does this woman belong like to a nobler sort? Does she have more to lose than the common man on the battlefield that has sacrificed their life or in the past and is still sacrificing in the present to make sure that she remains in the land of the free? I guess it was too much to ask for her to do the same, and God forbid anyone actually seeing her standing for her rights and holding corruption in government accountable. It reminded me of what Elmer Davis rightly said. He said, the republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. He said, this will remain the land of the free so long as it is the home of the brave. Oh, my goodness, there's an anointing on that. The republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. This will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. I then asked her what it was that she was afraid of. I said, the government that you are afraid of feeds off the fact that you're giving ear to the fear that they themselves are pushing. And that the government that she is afraid of is pushing fear purposely through the state-run media. And by the way, the diabolical fear that she feeds off only adds strength to tyranny when there is nothing to fear. And the filial fear of God, especially when we know that God is on our side through Jesus Christ. Read Proverbs 8:13. I said, the fact of the matter is that corruption in government is more afraid of you than you should be of them. Case in point, Saul Alinsky tactic. Speaking of the Saul Alinsky disciple in the White House, and by the way, Hillary Clinton is one of them as well. One of the tactics is to cause people to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. See, friends, that's why they go ahead and they have a little kill list and they just go peck off and kill off people one by one. Or they try to set them up one by one. Yes, I said your government, America, Waco, Oklahoma City bombing, Columbine school shootings, James Holm theater shootings. Friends, much of this is contrived. And we just seen another representation of corruption in government, namely through the feds this last month, with Clive and Bundy out in Nevada. See, the reason they do what they do, friends, is because they know people will be afraid and they will stand down. But see, what's happening in this country is their cruelties are swelling our ranks. You see? Because for the most part, not everybody's capitulating or are they incapacitated through fear that corruption in government means to push. I mean, friends, it's almost like this. The devil standing up to Jesus and saying, hey, I want you to move. And here's the Christ, the Son of God, the captain of our salvation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah that broke the enemy's back. And he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. And he says to his church today in America, where are you? Will you also believe the enemy who pushes fear only to bring forth or to paralyze, or to incapacitate you? He wants you dysfunctional, the enemy does. And keep in mind, friends, Jesus Christ broke the back of the enemy because had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, because after the cross experience, here cometh judgment from the God of heaven, who says that he is the governor of all nations. That all nations are but a drop in the bucket. The creator of all things, the heaven and the earth. He who flung the stars into existence. He who created the sun and the moon. He who said he disannuls the covenant of death, and he who disannuls the covenant of hell. He who said that he sits in the heavens and laughs upon our enemies, because he said, touch not mine anointed. He who spoils principalities and powers. He who said the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you for my name's sake, not for yours. Friends, Let their cruelty swell our ranks. Because had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Because they didn't realize the power of the resurrection to the glory of the Father through Jesus Christ was now on the rise. When he said, in 3 days, I will rise again, that is exactly what the enemy did not want. But little did he know, he was about ready to fall into hell. And now he understands what hell was created for. And he also knows that his time is short, friends. And how does he operate the enemy of your souls? Through fear. And he's using corruption to push fear. And I want to tell you what, when the righteous take a stand in Jesus Christ, you'll see who is afraid. And if government, my friends, corruption in government was not afraid of you, then why all the attempts in covering up the crimes against we the people? This is why they operate in the night, in the dark. They love darkness, just like their father. They hate the light, lest their deeds should be reproved, John 3:18. And I say to you, America, what you need to know is this is how your enemy prospers, is through fear. See, they use the media to instill fear, and it backfired concerning Clive and Bundy. See, what the American people did is they rallied to Clive and Bundy and they said, nope, we've seen what you did in the 90s through the Clinton administration. And we also know this administration around this criminal today is Clinton's administration tried and true. They said, nope, we're not doing it. We're not standing down. We're dealing with corruption. You're not going to repeat your crimes against we the people anymore. Ruby Ridge. David Koresh. Friends, we can go on and 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 on. Hey, folks, the fear they mean to instill is un-American because remember, these colors don't run. Remember that? We see these stickers all the time. It's un-American. And folks, going to the ungodly, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And remember, perfect love casteth out all fear. And when we're born of the Spirit of God, which, by the way, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, the enemy fears that more than anything else. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. Now, when I went further into my exhortation, which, by the way, means to push along in the call that God has placed in your life, I asked, what if the founders responded back to this woman in Arizona? I said, what if the founders responded in such a fashion as you are? I said, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we now possess because America, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. We still have the freedom to right the wrongs, do we not? And just think there's a breed of people out there saying, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, really call it for what it is. There's nothing we want to do about it. Why don't you just say it the way that you really mean it? There's nothing we can do about it. No, really, put the t-shirt on. There's nothing we want to do about it. And you hasten your time to stand before your judge. What a bad, bad, bad place to put yourself. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. And then in the book of Amos, he says, be prepared to meet your God. And guess what? You of those mindsets and those that have that mindset that say, oh, there's nothing that we can do. Just think, the day is not too far off before you're going to stand before the judge that's going to look at you and say, I remember when you said there's nothing we can do about it. And you know what comes to my aid right now, friends, is the satanic church, the underground satanic church, who serve the enemy of our Creator and our Redeemer, say to the church, you have no idea the power that's available to you. You know what, friends? The church does realize and understand the power that's available to them because they're not bowing in the face of fear that the enemy of our souls has to give. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. And I want to talk about the fear that incapacitates, but I'm going to go back over to our founding forefathers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with a Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Welcome back, my friends. 1-866-233-0747. In the preach mode, no question about it. Friends, just a little side note of talking about how government is afraid of you, corruption in government, because government within itself, the institution, is awesome and it's godly ordained. It is a great institution. Anti-gun activist Shannon Watts isn't who she seems to be. They never are, friends. As a matter of fact, she's out there promoting her anti-gun agenda. Did you know she had around her armed guards? Which only exposes and reveals who they really are.
There's a lot of that going on, friends.
They just mean to rule. And friends, they're mentally ill for the most part. And I'm not saying that to be facetious or condemning. I'm calling it for what it is. Incredible. An armed guard. She didn't have just one. She had three or four of them, as a matter of fact, in the video.
Isn't that a lot of that going around? I mean, we look at all these, the president, these senators, these people who say...
These tax evaders that are throwing people in jail in America for not paying their taxes to support them and their criminal cause.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
These anti-gunners, quote unquote, seem to have bodyguards that have guns.
It's amazing.
Their children are protected with bodyguards who have guns, but yet us peasants just cannot have the right to defend ourselves and protect ourselves in case our government goes bad, which we're seeing full hand today.
Yes. Huh. I was just thinking about that post where we actually had... I was just thinking about that post where we had, how everybody, namely our representatives, Congress representatives, so on and so forth, they're all armed to the hilt.
Of course. They've got bodyguards that have arms.
And they're trying to disarm the American people. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns, friends. This is a different topic, but that was a free one.
That's right.
Okay, so let's go on here. I was just talking about if government wasn't afraid of you, then why do they attempt? And I said attempt. Why so many cover-ups concerning their crimes against we the people? And we're talking about a lady at a tea party who was saying to me, you don't know what government is doing, as I'm standing there with my wife and my children on the front line. And I asked the question, is she of the nobler sort? Is she greater than the common man who bleeds on the battlefield in the past and in the present to make sure that her freedoms are sustained through the sacrifice of another? See what I'm talking about, friends? This is ridiculous. Everybody wants the crown, but nobody wants to bear the cross. Listen, I've been in ministry for 19 years, and here we are again. Very few, and friends, let me tell you what few means. Guess what few means? It means few are willing to actually take a stand for our posterity. Yet we all enjoy the freedom that was given unto us through the sacrifice of our founding forefathers and the 13 colonies and the brave men and women that laid it down to give us what we have 238 years later. How grateful are we? I can tell you how grateful you are by your willingness to stand up for your posterity. That's how grateful you are. Now, I also want people to understand what I asked this woman is, what if the founders responded in such a fashion as the way that she was responding? I said, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we now possess. I said, we as Americans are not made out of that stuff called fear, are we, America? No, we are not. Because fear is the opposite of faith, and you and your reason, I said to this woman, are an enemy to the faith that God gives, Galatians 2:24. My father also told me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And yet people act as if the gates of hell are prevailing against the church. Mm-hmm. Completely backwards.
With that kind of attitude, it is going to be if you don't have a conquering attitude.
The hammer can come down upon us over and over from our enemies, friends. But remember that the anvil does not need to be replaced. The hammer does. Because as my father said, over 6,000 years ago, the seed of the righteous is forever. And guess what, friends? He was right because we're still here. I went on and I said to this woman, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Matthew 6:21. I asked, what is it that you have to lose? Because the man that is feared the most is the one who has nothing to lose but everything to gain. And what is it that needs to be gained and sustained but our freedom for our posterity? Friends, never live your life where the enemies of God and the Republic will no longer see you as dangerous to their lawlessness. Did you hear what I said? Never live your life where the enemies of God and the Republic will no longer see you as dangerous to their lawlessness or their radical, dangerous, totalitarian ideologies. Furthermore, it's up to us, friends, to emulate, copy our forefathers who followed Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, who established freedom through that founding document called the Declaration of Independence. By the way, a record of establishing our foundations while throwing off tyrannical usurpations. Thomas Jefferson said, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is your right, it is your duty to throw off such corruption in government and to provide new guards for your future security. And like our courageous forefathers who established this republic over 238 years ago, through their sacrifice, we have it in our power to begin the world over again, just like they did. We have opportunity, friends. That is if we're willing to go back to him who gave the power to establish, and rest assured, my friends, fearing corruption is not a part of God's plan, Proverbs 29:25, because his plan is to conquer corruption, and that is what America is all about. Just ask corruption. Friends, never take counsel from your fears.
You know, what's interesting to note, too, about this woman and something I noticed is she was doing just a minor part. When you take a look at, you know, someone, she's attending a tea party, that's good. She's being active. She's being involved. But when you look at what she's doing in comparison to what the veterans did and are still doing. So, for example, she didn't have to go and fight on a battlefield and get shot at that day. She didn't have to go and the front lines of the battlefield to have possibly something happen to her physical being where she could lose her life, where any of that was happening. She's simply going to a tea party, and even just attending a meeting, she was afraid to have someone take her picture. What about our veterans when they go to the front lines and people shoot at them, they watch their buddies get killed, they're up all night, they're up all day, they're tired, they don't have enough clothes, they don't have enough ammunition.
101st Airborne at Bastogne, exactly. They held the line.
They're right, they have nothing to do. I remember one time a veteran said that anybody that gets up and complains about going to work at 8 o'clock in the morning to think about what those veterans have sacrificed and put on the line at D-Day and from then on
in
Utah Beach, and you say, listen, we are so blessed that we get to bask in this freedom. I remember sitting at a restaurant one time and thinking, people just sit there and they're having a good time. They're enjoying their family, their friends, whatever. We don't take enough time to stop and realize that, listen, if it was not for the sacrifice of men and women, not just those who died, but if you look at John Adams, he was separated from his family for years and years at a time. You look at people who lost their kids, their you know, all these different things of what happened. We need to stop and reflect and say the least we can do is our duty. The least we can do is attend a tea party meeting, go to a protest, call our senators.
Let me put it into perspective. Do something. It's something that you wish you would have on that final day. I'm not going to try to be here on the radio to try to reason with unreasonableness.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little common sense. We have an abortion industry because people in America stand down. We have a homosexual agenda in America because American people stand down. We have corruption in government because, for the most part, people tolerate and they stand down when they should stand up. I'm not going to try to coerce people that are in their sins and disobedience and set themselves against the God of the Bible in Jesus' name that established and shed his grace upon us. I'm not going to try to reason with their unreasonableness. This takes a little common sense. Let me say it this way. Here's the fulfilling of the law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I say that in love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, if you don't want it happening to someone else, then stand up for them, friends. That's love.
That's exactly right. And when you look at the veterans, how they have fought, bled, and died on the battlefields, the least we can do to uphold the Constitution, the least we can do here back at home is making sure that we're watching out for their backs just as they're watching out for ours out there, and make sure we're upholding, keeping government's feet to the fire, and making sure we follow the rule of the Constitution found in the Mosaic Institution. And for those of you who are listening and you're like cheering us and you're like, yes, preach it, Bradley, and you're saying, I love this show. Listen, we cannot continue to do what we do without your support as well. For some of you might say, well, I can't give much. You know what? Give what you can. It's not about what you can do. It's about the heart to say, listen, I'm supporting what you guys do.
We're giving oftentimes what we can't give because we have faith.
That's exactly right. And for those of you who say, listen, well, I like to give a donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button to make a one-time donation. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, and what that is you become a monthly partner with us where you give what you can every month. For some people, it's $5 a month, for some $50, for some $100, $500, and become a son or daughter of Liberty to help support what we are doing. All your donations are tax deductible, and we appreciate all your support.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. We will talk to you in 23. Have a great night. See ya!